Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Who controls Joe Biden? Who does he answer to? He answers to somebody. He keeps telling us all the time he's afraid. I'll get in trouble if I don't do this. I've got to do that. If I don't call on the right reporter, I'll be in trouble. Everybody knows the dude's not running the country. But does Joe, and ultimately his family, answer to those who are? And did they pick him because they could control him? Not just due to his not-so-bright aw-shucks nature, but to the sheer volume of the blackmail material that they had on him. And in preparation for his highly controllable presidency, did the federal government, the tentacles of whoever they are, run around behind Hunter Biden and Joe Biden covering up their crimes? Perhaps at taxpayer expense? We now have concrete evidence that's exactly what's going on. And it's been reported by both sides of the aisle. The first astonishing incident happened in 2018. Now, you got to keep in mind, there legally is no Secret Service protection for Joe and Hunter in 2018. He doesn't get it. He wasn't under Secret Service protection. Joe wasn't the vice president anymore. And like presidents, vice presidents and their families don't get lifetime Secret Service protection. Even Politico found it strange that Secret Service agents appear to be following Hunter Biden around and covering up his crimes. In this particular case, afraid that Hunter would kill himself with his own gun, his current girlfriend threw it out in a dumpster. Hunter went looking for it. The problem is that Hunter committed a felony when he was filling out the form for the gun, because you have to check a box saying whether you have a drug or alcohol addiction. He did. It's well documented at the time in his autobiography. The lie he told to get the gun is a felony. Out of nowhere, once the knowledge that Hunter had a gun went public, the Secret Service launched into action. Here's how Politico describes that. But a curious thing happened at the time, Politico writes. Secret Service agents approached the owner of the gun store where Hunter bought the gun and asked to take the paperwork involving the sale, according to two people, one of whom has firsthand knowledge of the episode and the other was briefed by a Secret Service agent after the fact. The gun store owner refused to supply the paperwork, suspecting the Secret Service officers wanted to hide Hunter's ownership of the missing gun. Remember, that's a crime. In case it were to be involved in a crime, or was part of the crime, the two people said. The owner, Ron Palmieri, later turned over the papers to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The Secret Service denies the whole incident, says they weren't involved at all. That story, as reported in Politico, gets weirder. It appears there are at least two federal agencies on Hunter's crime cleanup crew. The other is the FBI. Almost immediately after the police got a call from the grocery store's general manager, the grocery store where Hunter's girlfriend had thrown away the gun in the dumpster, Almost immediately after police got the call from the manager, the Delaware State Police arrived at the scene. They'd been called. And then right behind them, the FBI. So while the FBI managed the scene, the Secret Service was at the gun store. The Secret Service has denied all of it. The FBI never responded to Politico's call for comment. If this was a standalone incident, that would be merely odd. But as the New York Post reported this week, it would happen again. Federal agents popping up out of nowhere the second Hunter commits a crime that implicates Joe. And they go to work immediately, cleaning it up. Hunter's interactions with them are bizarre. They're the interactions of a child answering to an absolute authority. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Here's how the story starts. It appears that Joe Biden himself paid for three nights with a Russian prostitute and enough drugs to keep them high the whole time. Again, in both these incidents, the Bidens by law are not entitled to Secret Service protection, and the Secret Service has said they weren't protecting them. So after 3 days partying with a Russian prostitute, during which they smoked crack, drank vodka, had sex, and made porn, all of it on Hunter's not Russian disinformation laptop, and after Hunter filmed himself balancing a line of M&Ms on his erect penis and taking photographs of it, the prostitute wanted to go home. So she asked him for the $8,000 he owed her. Well, he tried to run it on numerous payment apps he has and credit cards. They all declined. He finally finds a card that works, pays it, and then passes out. While he sleeps, all the other transactions go through, way overpaying the prostitute. She ultimately returns the money. But within hours of it all going down, now keep in mind, the Secret Service and the federal government have shown no interest to this point in him partying with a Russian prostitute, a woman who's native born from Russia. Remember how big of a deal that is, mind you. I mean, Jeff Sessions, our attorney general, had to recuse himself as attorney general because one time in public on a greeting line, he shook hands with a Russian he didn't know. Okay, so we've got Russians from Russia sleeping with Hunter. Can you imagine if this was Dawn Jr.? Remember, she's not alone. Hunter was also assigned a Chinese honeypot when he was working with the Chinese. He still is. But back to the story. A few hours after all of this, the frantic text messages start arriving from Robert Savage III. He's a Secret Service special agent, but not just any Secret Service special agent. He was a special agent in charge of the entire Los Angeles field office. Hunter kept his number and his email address, but Hunter didn't contact him on that day. Out of nowhere, he contacts Hunter. Soon after, according to the text exchange that Hunter Biden saved on his not Russian disinformation laptop, Savage is in the lobby of the hotel, demanding Hunter come down and let him up so that they can solve the problem. And what exactly is the problem? According to the text, he texts to Hunter, "Come on, Hunter, this is linked to Celtic's account. DC is calling me every 10 minutes. Let me up or come down. I can't help if you don't let me, Hunter." Well, who's Celtic? Well, that's pretty public record. That's Joe Biden's Secret Service code name. What's interesting about the exchanges is that Hunter clearly didn't want the help. In fact, a second agent arrived and the two threatened to force their way into the room and make Hunter cooperate with their help. It's as if they control him and he answers to them. They don't ask Hunter to do anything. They tell him. As if being bossed around by federal agents who control him is a normal feature of Hunter's life. "I'm in the lobby. Come down," Savage texts to Hunter. When Hunter blows him off, he says, "Come on, Hunter. This is linked to Celtic's account. DC's calling me every 10. Let me up or come down." He's joined then by yet another Secret Service agent by the name of Dale Pupillo. The next text references Dale. "Dale's here," he said. "He's going to the front desk. Call and tell them to give us a key now, Hunter. As your friend, we need to resolve this in the immediate. Call the front desk now, Hunter, or I will have to assume you are in danger and we will have to make them give us the keys." When that fails, Hunter did text back and say, "Hey, I'm in the bathroom. Give me a minute." The final text is this. And here you can see the control they have over him. "We're at your door, period. Open it." It's a fascinating picture of deep state control of Hunter's life. Wait till you hear what happens next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Secret Service told the New York Post that Savage retired from the Secret Service, conveniently, a few weeks before the Biden debauchery, and that the agency didn't provide any protection to any member of the Biden family in 2018. It's the second time they've had to tell that lie. And here's where it gets weird. The second Secret Service agent, Dale Pupillo, who showed up in the lobby, who clearly, between the two of them, were monitoring Hunter's transactions. Dale Pupillo used to guard Joe Biden. He's not just a regular Secret Service agent either. He's a retired deputy assistant director of the Secret Service. He used to guard Joe. Here's where it gets weird. He also did background checks for Hunter on potential business partners, according to receipts also stored on the not Russian disinformation laptop. Now here's where it gets really weird. Most of Hunter's business partners, who the guy would have been doing background checks on, are implicated in the money laundering crimes that Hunter is currently under investigation by the FBI for. See, here's Hunter's problem. In order to take this money from these people, particularly people who are enemies of ours, i.e. Communist Party-linked business people, you have to register as a foreign agent. Hunter didn't. So once you take their money, the second you take their money, you got a problem. You can't report it to the IRS. That would tip them off to a crime. So you can't report the money to the IRS at all. That's how the bribery scheme works. This is why Joe Biden will always do whatever the Chinese and the Russians ask. They have Hunter, and if Hunter ever transferred any of that money to Joe, by extension, Joe, dead to rights. So here's what happened. Hunter didn't report any of the money, let's call it what it is, bribes that he was paid, bribes that he wrote multiple times in text messages and on the laptop that he shared with the big guy. He didn't report any of it to the IRS. All that was pretty much kosher with the federal government, it seems, until a problem arose. Hunter's baby mamas sued him in court, and the judge ordered him to turn over his tax returns. Now they were public. Peter Schweitzer, New York Times bestselling author, got a hold of them because they're public documents now. They're in the court file, and was able to see that Hunter had not reported any of the payments we know he took. Neither the FBI or the Secret Service seemed particularly interested in any of it until Hunter left the laptop with all of this on it at a computer repair store and them never picked it up. Under the terms of the contract, that made Hunter's laptop the property of the owner of the computer repair store. Suddenly, the FBI was interested. This is the same pattern, folks. The FBI shows up on the scene whenever evidence of Hunter's crimes arise, not when he's committing them. So in the fall of 2019, the FBI sweeps in, grabs the laptop, which is loaded with evidence of money laundering, and quietly opens a money laundering investigation. Now try to wrap your head around this. The people, the business partners that he illegally took money from are more than likely the same business partners the Secret Service agents background checking for him, or their people who introduced him to these people and facilitated the payments. Hunter doesn't really have any other kind of business partners. He's not legitimately in any business but smoking crack. In fact, he admits that all of 2018 was one big sex and crack fest. What's astonishing about the FBI's still open money laundering investigation into Hunter Biden is that they've had the laptop since the fall of 2019. The laptop with the texts about how the big guy takes a share of the money. The laptop with all the evidence of the money Hunter illegally took from our enemies and people who want to control and influence Joe, including people like that Ukrainian oligarch who Joe actually did do favors for to repay. In the beginning of 2020, Joe's campaign was on the rocks. At any point, the FBI could have swooped in, gotten Hunter, taken out Joe, stopped the American people from electing a compromised president. But at no point, as Biden would later rise in the polls, did the FBI ever take a single action to stop it. In fact, remember what the Department of Justice, shockingly under Bill Barr, did. Remember, Bill Barr is a Bush and Mueller crony. The New York Post would report the extensive pains Bill Barr took to keep members of Congress from finding out about Hunter's laptop and the FBI investigation until it was too late, until Joe was safely elected. Now, remember how this bribery works. The Russians, the Chinese, everybody knows you're not registered as a foreign agent. The second you take the money, they got you. It's a crime. They know you can't report it to the IRS. But remember what they do to control you afterward. Ever gotten a dye test at the hospital, the doctor's office? They inject it into your blood and then they see where it goes. That's what they do with the money. They watch and they see where it goes. Couldn't have been too hard. The whole world now has copies of Hunter's laptop. In other words, they're watching to see where the money goes. If the money goes to Joe, as Hunter indicated multiple times on his laptop that it did, including a series of texts to his own daughter complaining that the big guy kept taking 50% while Hunter did all the work, well, the Russians and Chinese know Joe's got it, and they own Joe dead to rights.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Why would an FBI, keep in mind, we have the most anti-American FBI we've ever had. The FBI is a flat-out enemy of the people. Why would the FBI want to protect the Bidens, who they clearly knew were compromised? Why would 50 members of the intelligence community, including two former CIA directors and two former FBI directors and a former head of the DOJ, all sign a letter saying Hunter's laptop must clearly be Russian disinformation going into that election? Why would they all do that? Why would they want a president owned by other countries, controlled and blackmailable by other countries? Because it gave the FBI the same power over the Bidens that those countries have, because they've got evidence of their crimes. What do these incidents show? It's not only highly likely, it's practically guaranteed that this is our first modern president that we know of to be entirely owned and controlled by the deep state, a mere puppet. They can get to do or look away from anything they want. Never forget how far the entire intelligence community went to hide the fact that what was on that laptop was real. Here's Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo discussing it with John Ratcliffe, former director of national intelligence, the highest intelligence official in the land under Trump. He saw it all. CIA, FBI, he was over all of it. He immediately came out and said that Hunter's laptop was not Russian disinformation. But as I told you, the intel heads closed rank, wrote a letter, and lied. Anything to get a president elected that these agencies could control, and control absolutely.
John Ratcliffe, how does that happen? How do 50 officials say such a thing when you came here, you told us the truth?
To have 50 former Obama, Clinton, Biden national security officials come out after the director of national intelligence says that this is not true and promote a false narrative to protect Joe Biden and try and influence the outcome of the election, you know, that is the definition of politicizing intelligence. And people ask me all the time about election interference and election influence. And yeah, we need to be concerned about Russia and China and Iran. But there's no greater expression of that than what you just saw there. A completely false narrative. The intelligence community knew that this was not Russian disinformation, and law enforcement knew that it was Hunter Biden's laptop. There was an open investigation into that, and yet those officials, supported by a corporate media, ran a false narrative and misinformed the American people. The problem, Maria, is that with the exception of folks like you, very few people out in the media have accurately reported Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and those issues that were important that would have framed the outcome of the election.
Such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scored.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.